This is it? Oh, good grief. I carry this around for a while. I can give up my exercise classes. Oh, Jerry, I always knew I liked you. Hey, why don't you run away with me to Acapulco? Casablanca. The Mayo Clinic. Oh, Jerry, you've been here too long. Too long! Hi, Angie, how are you? Oh, Ben. Ben, hi. Listen, what happened to the adrenal scans and the synapse tests?
Hemoglobin analysis is here.
Yeah, he's from the National Register, wants to interview us.
National
Register. No, not exactly. That's why we've been ducking him. Listen, would you do me a favor? If you see David, would you tell him I'm in... Oh, thanks. Good morning. Well, I got the myoglobin analysis back. I'll tell you, I think that computer ought to run for Congress. You ask it a simple question, gives you back a 10-pound answer, takes you months to decipher. Dreaming again? Bad as before? Thinking of going back to the shrink? No, but they were better for a while. It's been almost a year. Yes, Liz. Okay. Would you tell him I'll be right out? Thank you. David, look, I think we should put this particular interview off for today.
No.
Why don't I go bring them in while you go buy a donut? Mrs. Mayer.
Oh, yes.
Hi, I'm Elena Marks. Mm-hmm. And this is Bernard.
BJ.
Oh, he doesn't like Bernard.
Well, BJ it is. How far you put it there? Well, would you guys come with me, please?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Go.
What? BJ.
Oh, come on now, BJ. Would I do that to you, huh?
Then what's all this stuff for?
Well, I'll tell you. Now, this is our research laboratory. And what we're trying to figure out here is just how strong the human body can be.
Hey, my mom was real strong once. She saved my life.
Yes, I know. And that's what we want to talk to you about. As I told you on the phone, Mrs. Mayer, what we're trying to learn is how to tap into that really incredible reserve of human strength that all of us have and only use about 20% of.
You mean I'm stronger than I think I am?
Oh, are you kidding? You're much... Come on over here. Excuse us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little experiment, Diane. Can I get you up here? Oh, there we go. I'm not so strong. Here. Now, you see this little muscle right here, this guy that makes the foot wiggle back and forth? Well, now, that little muscle can take about 1,000 pounds of pressure on it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. And your bones are much stronger than you think, too.
But bones break.
Yeah, bones break, but so do eggshells, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to show you something I just happen to have. A little old egg here. Now, will you stick your hands together? That's right. Now, I want you to squeeze it on the ends as hard as you can.
It'll be all yucky.
No, it won't. Have a little faith in me. Go ahead.
Hey, I can't break it.
See, I told you.
It's some kind of a special egg.
No, it isn't. Things can be a lot stronger than they look. It's the real egg. Crack it. That's it. You see, but it was a lot stronger than you thought, right?
Oh, I lost another egg.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Mayer, BJ, this is Dr. David Banner.
Hi, Mrs. Mayer.
405. Dr. Benner began rapid eye movement indicating dream state. Considerable agitation and heavy increase in both GSR and EEG responses, especially the beta frequency. The GSR is also beginning to register. Apparently the dream is upsetting him. I think he's having a nightmare. The agitation is reaching an extreme level. Now, there seems to be some malfunction in the EEG. Dr. Banner himself has... Dr. Banner is no longer in the pressure chamber. He has metamorphosized into some extraordinary creature. He's just smashed the control console. Now he's moving toward the electrical junction box. He's pounding on the steel bulkhead above it. The sound of his blows are reverberating through the inside of the chamber. He just took a direct 220-volt charge, and he's apparently inert. God, he's like some kind of a child throwing a monstrous tantrum. Now he's reaching up for the pipes. He's broken off the pipe. Now he's reaching for the steam pipe. 2 inches of steel, he's ripped that out. So Corning from the steam, apparently it's hurt by it. Now he's moving towards the hatch door. It's pounding on the airlock bulkhead. It's unbelievable. The was 3 inches thick of chromium alloy steel, and yet this creature is able to make dents in it by using both hands together. But it's holding. He's still contained inside the inner chamber. But now he's trying to get through the first hatch. The locking reel is broken off. It can't get through the hatch. It reached out. I don't think it was consciously after me. It was just trying to escape.
Its arms are huge, and his skin has a greenish tinge. Its proportions are
like those of a man, but considerably larger.
He roars like an angry caged animal.
Now it's moving towards the outer hatch area.
Now it's pounding on the outer hatch. I don't know how long the hatch can hold it. It's broken through the main viewing port. It's being driven back by the gas. The gas is filling the airlock. It's hard to see clearly. It's moving towards the cockpit.
The blows don't seem to be entering his hands. There's no blood that I can see.
It seems to be driven by this blind rage to escape.
Metabolism must be going at an extraordinary rate, which would explain why David's wound was able to heal so quickly. It's okay. That's it. Can you understand me? Can you understand me? Can you speak? Okay, are you hurt? Are you hurt? Let me see your hands. Oh, it's all right. It's okay, let me see your hands. Oh dear, you are hurt, aren't you? All right, stay right there. It's okay. All right. Now, can you give me your hand? Now, I'm just going to touch your hand a little. All right? Let me get a blood sample. Give me your hand. That's it. That's it. I'm not going to hurt you. That's it. Easy. Okay. Just stay right there. You're all right. You're all right. All right. All right. Come with me. Can you come with me? That's it. Come on, sit down. Over here. Come on. It's okay. That's it. That's it. Sit down. That's it. You're okay now. You're okay.